from the Allstate Skyline Studio.
This is the Steve Cochran Show
on 720 WGN.
Well, I hope you've had a great week. And many of you, I'm sure, have. I will put my week up against yours. Because Wednesday morning, I found out some great news. And Ross Cochran joins us now on the phone. Ross, hi, how are you? Welcome to the show.
Hi, I'm happy to be here. How are you?
He sounds tired to be here.
Doing fine, said. Well, he's got a reason to be tired. Would you like to announce what happened this week?
Yeah, on Wednesday morning, we welcomed our son into the world. Isaac Shepherd Cochran was born on Wednesday morning at 8:42.
How about that?
That's awesome.
Abigail Grace has a little brother.
Very cool.
Yeah.
By the way, we caught up with the Vandeveld family. Mary was rubbing in my face that she had two and I only had one. So well done, son.
Yeah, no, we did it for you, Pops. You're right.
Yeah, and you have a boy.
Yeah,
I have two little girls, but I love them dearly. But congratulations, Ross. How big?
Thanks, Mary. He was 10-2.
Whoa.
Yeah, the Bears signed him about 15 minutes ago.
Oh, my gosh. How's Lauren?
She's great. She's
great.
Awesome. She is Abigail's hero, my hero, and Isaac's hero.
We were in the hospital yesterday before they went home, and to see Abigail and her brother, Isaac, together, I mean, it just doesn't get any better than that. You know, you look at it and go, I mean, how blessed. So we're lucky. We're very lucky. And you don't give yourself enough credit, son. I'm sure your feet are sore. That's a lot of standing around waiting for that boy to show up.
A lot of standing. I really struggled to keep up on Twitter. I didn't know anything that happened in the Democratic debates. You know, it was pretty distracting, I'm going to be honest.
So has he decided on a college?
No, I think he's definitely pursuing Northwestern. We're starting, you know, we're parents in Chicago. So, you know, we're starting a lot of early academic excellence kind of stuff, really trying to raise his standards. I mean, you know, he's been around for a couple of days, and I think at this point, like, he needs to get a job. I think that's kind of where we're landing.
Yeah, and Ross and Lauren have already signed him up for several programs and camps.
Nice.
Because his parents,
mm-hmm.
you need to do that.
And the linebacker mm-hmm. position of many football teams.
Oh, yeah, Fitz has already tried to recruit him.
Being scouted, which is kind of strange, yeah.
You know, you won't remember this, Ross, because you were just born, but when you showed up in the world, I remember, look, your sister, I love your sister more than anything, and the same way you love Abigail more than anything, but I didn't have a son until you showed up, and when you showed up, I just remember looking at you and going, I've got a son, and I knew that because of the stuff, the parts you had, and it's just a moment. It's really hard to describe, but to be blessed to have a daughter and a son, which you now do as well, it's an amazing gift.
Yeah. No, it really is. It's been really cool to be able to get it more, to have two kids, to be able to, you always talked about a Pops of your love multiplying and living in that joy.
It's weird, right? Because you don't know, and Steve, I'm sure, went through this. Mary went through this. You think you have that first kid, and you go, how could I possibly love another kid as much as I love this kid? And the second one shows up, and it just works.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not entirely. It didn't always work that way, because I'm sure my mother didn't feel that way about my sister, Leslie. But
there you go. There you go. Add to her therapy bill there, too, folks. Good job.
See, I was more saying, wow, after having that baby, how can I ever have another one? Ouch. And then you forget about it. God does that. He just says, okay, you're going to forget about this because that means you can have another one.
So. Well, you do have to wonder what the population of the world would be if the men had the babies.
Oh. Zero.
Everybody have one child.
Zero. Yeah, it would have been done.
I say zero.
So, yeah, we are so blessed and
way
so
to go,
lucky.
Lauren.
And now, there's a picture we'll post of a ceremonial thing that I think fathers will understand. It's Ross's first nap with his son. Where he looks like a drunk that passed out on the floor with his glasses cockeyed and the whole thing. And that's some good sleep you were getting there.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the thing. When you have two, you know, you lose that, like, shock factor. Where, you know, everything is like, oh, my gosh, like, is this child, you know, going to break?
Right.
And, you know, we got home and within, like, 30 minutes. It was like, all right, well, I'm going to take a nap now. Like, everything's fine.
Right.
We know how to do this.
Well, and Abigail and Amy, Amy's age difference from Ross and Abigail from Isaac are about the same. So you've got this built-in little mom, like a backup mom. And the cool thing was yesterday, we're watching, and every time Isaac would make any noise at all, Abigail had the cure, and it was whatever stuffed animal was nearby. So he clearly wants this bunny. So tons of texts coming in. Congratulations, Pops, and the whole Cochran family. It really is an amazing thing and one of the greatest days I've had. And I know it ranks very high for you, son. So,
yeah, top three for sure.
So it's pretty great.
And for you to keep it secret for 2 days, Steve? Wow.
Yeah, right?
Command
it shows
you
two things. One, I listen to Ross and Lauren. And two, I'm afraid of Ross and Lauren.
It only took almost 3 years to train him well.
Yeah, it's getting there.
Hey, Ross, how's Abigail Grace taking on the big sister role so far?
She's great, man. She is, she knows where things are that we need help with. My dad was saying, she thinks she already knows. You know, he'll start crying and she'll be like, oh, he needs a stuffed bunny right now.
And what is she calling?
You think he needs food, Mom, but he really just needs a stuffed bunny.
What is she calling him? Does she have a name?
She has made it very clear that she prefers Isaac to Isaac Shepherd.
Okay.
She's like, I'm not going to call him that. But occasionally we've gotten a crazy Isaac or a silly Isaac.
Right. Right.
Baby brother, that was the placeholder.
Right. Now, one last thing. Isaac means what?
Laughter.
Which is perfect. And secondarily, I don't know if you guys remember, but I told you, I don't know, several months ago, that Abigail was going to name this child, and she wanted to name the child. I told Ross and Lauren at one point, if she can spell it, you got to go ahead and do it. Turns out you delivered.
Yeah, kind of, yeah. It was really cool. We had Isaac as a name for a boy before we knew that Abigail was going to be a girl. And then when Abigail said that she wanted to name the baby, we're like... Oh, I think we need to name him Isaac.
Kind of all came together.
Did she mean like Ha Ha Clinton Dix? Kind of the same thing.
She was never a fan of the Ha Ha Clinton Dix.
Yeah, especially for his Packers years, you know.
So, yeah. It's tremendous. It's tremendous. Love you, buddy, and obviously hugs all around.
Thanks, WGN. Appreciate you guys being there. I feel like I should plug something just because I'm here. But I guess
you did.
I'm plugging my kid, huh?
Yeah, you just plugged your child's birth. I think that's probably more important than the other stuff. All right, hugs all around. Go get some rest when you can.
Will do. Thanks, guys.
Congratulations. Oh, so exciting.
It's great. It's tremendous.
And boys are the best, I tell you.
I was going to give Ross the boy diaper changing lesson.
Just be aware of that. Yes.
Yeah, you got to have the second diaper as a shield.
Uh huh.
Yeah. Steve, did you ever get hit?
Did I ever get hit? Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. I think I only got hit a couple times.
Well, I mean, if it's more than two times, it's kind of on you.
Yeah. No, I don't mean the same time. It wasn't like I got hit, I relaxed, and I got hit again.